This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're referring to Rabbi Yankov in the last Mishnah. Rabbi Yankov said, Yofa Shoachas B'tshuva Maisim Toivim Ba'olam Hazeh. Greater is the 1 hour, 1 moment of tshuva Maisim Toivim in this world. Mikol Chai Olam Haba. More than the whole Chai Olam Haba. The reason is, as the Rav tells us, the Rav explains, Yofa Shoachas B'tshuva L'tzorach Tshuva Maisim Toivim. They're using it, that shah, for the purpose of tshuva Maisim Toivim. You can't do anything once you get up there. I'm not going to help you to do tshuva in the next world. You only get reward. Next world is only the payback. You cannot do anything. He knows the famous goyin who was crying. Right before he was niftar, he says, for a few kapakas, a few pennies, for a small amount, you could buy a pair of tzitzis and know how much reward you get in this world for wearing those tzitzis. But once you leave this world, no matter how much money you have, no matter what, you can't do anything to add to your stock. That's why a person has to chatoy fecho, has to grab, has to accomplish in this world. And realize this is the world, the only place where I can produce and build my next world. And on the other hand, we have a certain enjoyments in this world. That we have things that we enjoy. But those enjoyments are not comparable to even the Koras Ruach in the Olam Haba. Koras Ruach means the Tainik Ruchni. Koras Ruach means, Rav Dessler brings from his father in the beginning of his Michtav Elio, the Pirish of this Davi says that the Hanal called Koras Ruach is in a mushal, he says. It's a person, like a person that passed by a very kishmaka restaurant. And the smell that's coming out from the kosher restaurant, the barbecue, from the grill, or from a beautiful kosher bakery, that smell that's just coming out. The intense smell of a fresh bakery in the morning. The kokish cake that they're making with the fresh rolls. That smell is beautiful. That's Koras Ruach Olam Haba. Not even getting into Olam Haba. Just the smell that emanates from Olam Haba is better than Hana than all Chai Olam Habazeh. And the way Rav Dessler explains Chani is that doesn't mean any particular Hana in this world. But every particular, no, put together from the time of my separations till today, you put everything single hanor that was around, and you put it into one pill, mikol chayel amazeh, and then you compare it to the smell just that emanates from the hanor's olam haba. That smell is greater than all of that put together, and that just goes great with the famous goyin that the goyin says chamitzvah b'hayam alek. There's nothing that could reward a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah is ruchni, and ruchni can't be rewarded with gashmi, because gashmi and ruch are two different departments. You know how great the gashmi is, and how pleasurable it is, and how fantastic it is. It can't come to the toenails. It doesn't compare. It doesn't compete with the ruchni is the gano of chayo olam haba. And therefore, that's why a person has to use out his time in this world to accomplish and to gain. Because the more we get, the more we receive. And that's the lesson of Yankov. Don't waste your time in this world. As he said in the Mishnah before, prepare yourselves. It's all the corridor. There's only the preparatory room for the next world. And if a person has that hashkafra, he will take use out his life to the fullest and gain the tremendous reward of the next world. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.